It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. The three finalists to host the Democratic National Convention are Houston, Miami Beach, and Milwaukee. And Mayor Tom Barrett thinks the most stable and pleasant of those three in a random July is his city on the western edge of Lake Michigan. You never know when the South will be hit by a tropical storm, you know. Weather is one of the things Milwaukee touted as it hosted people from the Democratic National Committee earlier this week. It's also pointing to its brand new taxpayer-funded stadium and its mostly new repaired highways, and the fact that Wisconsin is a purple state that unexpectedly went to Donald Trump in 2016 and Democrats ignore at their peril. So what are our chances? Bill Glauber is a politics and general assignment reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He was following the site selection committee around last week. Bill, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Good. It was quite a few days with the Democrats in town, and I think the city probably did pretty well.
Okay, good. So this is a possibility. How do you think this would benefit Milwaukee if we landed the convention?
Well, there would be up to 50,000 visitors over the four-day period for the convention. The local bid committee claims that it could have an economic impact of $200 million.
Wow.
You always take that with a grain of salt, though. You really don't know. But the other thing that the local bid committee has been talking about is that it would put Milwaukee on the map nationally again, show the city off to the nation and the world for that period of the convention. And there is something to that. Of course, Cleveland got a boost hosting the Republicans back in 2016. Philadelphia hosted the Democrats. Basically, you're a backdrop for a really big television show.
It is a really big four-day television show. Talk to me about the long-term economic impact. Is it possible, for as we're setting up for an event like this, that we also think long-term in terms of infrastructure and other improvements?
Well, the infrastructure is basically done. It's the arena, it's the area around the arena that people would be looking at, and that area around the arena, as it grows, you're going to have an entertainment district over there, and then you're going to have some mixed use eventually over the years as they build in that area. It's about a 30-acre site there that we're talking about beyond the arena. So I think that's what you're looking at over the next few years as the Bucks ownership group, fills that area in. So it's a new part of the city, and for those, who aren't aware, it's where there used to be a highway run through. They took that down. That land was, sat fallow for many years. And then, of course, it became the site of the arena and the arena district.
In terms of long-term issues in jobs, I assume we're going to have to hire people to get this ready. When is that hiring going to start? And do you know approximately how many people they're looking to hire?
Well, hiring, I don't know. You run a convention with volunteers. Hmm. And you try to keep your costs low, obviously, in going into the convention. The local committee is going to have to raise upwards to $70 million with one of the three winning cities. And that helps you stage the convention, pays for things like rental at the arena, rental at the convention center, the buildings. And then the build-out of some of the infrastructure in Milwaukee, you would most likely have a temporary press facility built next to the arena that would be probably on the site of where the Bradley Center now stands. That's going to be taken down. But the longer-term economic impact that they're talking about is the publicity that you get for hosting a convention and reminding people, hey, Milwaukee exists. It was pretty interesting. You think in the long history of the Democratic Party, since 1900, They've only been to three Midwestern cities. It's mostly Chicago when they come to the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
And prior to that, it was Kansas City and St. Louis. So it's a party that really hasn't come to the Midwest or different Midwestern cities. Whereas you think of the Republicans since 1980, they've been to Detroit, Cleveland, and St. Paul. So it's a different look for the Democrats to look outside of Chicago.
Interesting point.
And the other point to make, obviously, is that this is going to go on now for a few months. The Democrats, the technical advisory group has now visited Houston, visited Milwaukee. They're going to Miami Beach next month. And then ultimately it goes back to the DNC. Tom Perez, who runs the DNC, he'll have the ultimate say on where it goes. And for your listeners, he has some local ties. His wife is from Wauwatosa, and the in-laws still live here.
Okay.
And I can tell you from dealing with Tom Perez on a separate issue, he knows his way around locally. He knows the area.
So I want to talk to you about the politics of this. We've talked about what it could do for Milwaukee. I want to know what it can do for Democrats in this state.
Well, Democrats in this state, a couple of things. They have a tall order. They got to show that they can defend a U.S. Senate seat in the fall with Tammy Baldwin. They have to, try to knock off Scott Walker again, which they've failed to do with Tony Evers. So there's that short-term thing for the Democrats. Longer term, they're obviously trying to rebuild the party after the 2016 loss and, after many losses since 2010. Wisconsin obviously is going to be in play in 2020. It would be for the Republicans, would be for the Democrats. So the sense is that a convention here would help Democrats. Not a sure thing, but that's the conventional wisdom.
Would it unify them? I mean, the Democratic Party has kind of split into two, and there's one wing that has disdain for the DNC. Do you think that they would rally around a Democratic National Convention here?
I think that all points of that party would rally around a Democratic convention here. I think there's little question about that. But I think the more important politics is what it says about the Democratic Party nationally. They're basically, if they go to Texas, that would be planting a flag in an area of the country where they haven't done well in recent decades, mm-hmm. obviously. Texas used to be Democrat, then it became Republican. You get a sense that if Beto O'Rourke would defeat Ted Cruz in the Senate race down there, that would say a lot to national Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
It's unlikely that would happen, but you never know. O'Rourke is still the underdog. And then you have these two important statewide races here. And, all that sort of plays into it. Miami, obviously, Florida is a swing state.
Right.
And Democrats are seeking to recover there.
But there are hurricanes in July.
You have an interesting governor race there. And you've got, you've got
hurricanes in July.
Hurricanes.
I just want to know one more thing. When will we know?
We will know by early next year. It will heat up.
So after the election.
After the midterms. And then we will know by early next year.
We've been talking to Bill Glauber. He's a politics and general assignment reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He's been talking to us about the possibility that Milwaukee might get the Democratic National Convention in 2020. Bill, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Have a good morning.
It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.